Welcome back to another episode of Happiness Podcast. We talk about how to find lost happiness. I'm your host Mohit Dobrial and I'm really excited about today's episode. Today we are going to share some techniques that I have learned from my master or my guru H.G. Sudama Vipradasa that how to control your mind. At Krishna Consciousness Movement, we use the metaphor of mind to refer the tendency for the mind to jump from one thought to another constantly in motion without consciousness control. I think we can all agree that one of the most challenging things to master is our mind. A number of years ago, the Institute of Human Behavior and Allied Science estimated that our brains produces as many as 12,000 to 50,000 thoughts per day. Now, ask yourselves, how many of those thoughts are positive, supportive, and inspiring? As if you know that we have discussed on the previous episode of Happiness Podcast that the mind can be a tool of transformation or destruction depending on how you choose to use it. Learning how to master your monkey mind is the first step on the path towards life mastery. Now, the biggest question is, how do we achieve this? Morning rituals. It is a great way to calm the persistent chatter in your mind, focus on the present, and ease yourself into the day with self-control. So I'm gonna share basic 5 techniques. Those are gonna help you to control your mind or your thoughts. Number 1, meditate. Meditation is the most effective technique you can use in order to calm your mind. Meditation does not mean that you are void of thoughts, that is merely impossible. Meditation provides you with an opportunity to move beyond thought. When you are present and aware of your thoughts, you become an observer. Keep in mind that you don't have to be a meditation master in order to reap the benefits. Just take 5 minutes every day to quiet your mind. Exercise number 2. Do chanting. Chanting mantras help focus your attention. Often, when we sit down to meditate our mind jumps from one thought to another, making it difficult to focus our attention. Chanting distracts the mind from previous thoughts, helping to anchor the mind in concentrations. Exercise number 3. Do breathing exercises. Research shows that the average person takes between 17 to 23,000 breaths per day. We all breathe. But are we doing it with intentions? Breathing is something that we take for granted, even though oxygen is vital for our life. Breathing exercises or Kapalbhati Pranayam are a simple way to focus your mind while at the same time achieving a calming sensation throughout your body. You just need to start a day with a breathing pattern where you inhale at a count of a 5 second, hold for a count for a 20 second and then exhale at a count of a 10 second. There's the famous saying from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, to master our breath is to be in a control of our bodies and mind. Exercise number 4, establish a journaling practice. Journaling is a great way to get your mind under control. Set aside some time each morning and let it run wild. Express your thoughts and feelings on a paper and don't hold back. The trick is not let your thoughts control you. Honor and observe them. Become a voyeur. Thank them for stopping by and then let them go. Anita Khuller, PhD psychologist at Institute of Human Behavior and Allied Science, has done a research on the memory benefits of journaling. She found when people journaled about negative things, their memory improved by 11%. Journaling about positive things brought a 4% increase, and general writing increased memory by 2.5%. Exercise number 5. Practice gratitude. Starting your morning with gratitude will change the tune of your entire day. Ask yourself, what are you grateful for? Showing and feeling gratitude shifts your focus from a place of lack to one of abundance. The 5-minute journal is a great tool to use to help you focus on the things that you are grateful for. Take a few moments every day to give thanks for what you have. Developing an attitude of gratitude will change your life for a better. When you master your mind, you master your life. That's it for today. I'll catch you on the next episode of the Happiness Podcast with some more techniques or tactics to find your lost happiness.